content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Well, it's time for another edition of Entertainment Goodies. After three movies together, Drew Barrymore says she'd like to do another film with Adam Sandler. To some, they are the ultimate rom-com duo, starring together in The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, and Blended. On the Drew Barrymore show, she introduced Sandler as the best cinematic soulmate and partner. Barrymore said she'd like to play John Candy's character in a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Sandler. Assault, battery, infliction of emotional distress, and false imprisonment. Those are the charges lodged against Bill Cosby in a lawsuit filed by five women in New York. The plaintiffs made the accusations in a 34-page lawsuit. A Cosby spokesman calls the lawsuit frivolous and denied the allegations. There's a new teaser trailer for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, starring, of course, Harrison Ford as the hero archaeologist. In this fifth installment, Jones jumps back into action, albeit seemingly reluctantly, to once again go on a grand adventure, despite thinking that his risk-taking days have come and gone. The film is due to hit theaters June 30th. Ben Affleck is apparently not a big fan of how Netflix produces movies. He recently sounded off on the streaming giant, saying Netflix's assembly line approach to making quality films is an impossible job. And cancer has claimed another Hollywood star, Kirstie Alley, best known for her role on the long-running TV series Cheers, has died of colon cancer. She was 71. All right, PNC Arena in West Raleigh. Tickets can be purchased for events at the PNC Arena box office, Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, coming up Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. And that's the last event for the year currently. Up next, Saturday, January 21st, Cinchworld's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, January 28th, Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. Then we jump to Friday, February 17th, Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. This is a pre-party show in advance of Saturday's 2023 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series at Carter-Finley Stadium. The outside game features a face-off between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. And that's looking at things at PNC Arena for the next few months. Get some laughs at Goodnight's Comedy Club, now on Woodburn Avenue in the Village District. Wednesday, December 14th, Caleb Sinan. His unique background as a preacher's kid from a small southern town gives him the ability to relate to any and every crowd, even though Caleb's a big old millennial. He's performed on Conan twice, Last Comic Standing once, and his first Comedy Central special, 30, earlier this year. Thursday, December 15th, Andrew Cullen, a stand-up comic who has spent years in comedy clubs and venues across the U.S. Andrew is the host of his own irreverent podcast, Puddles, with Andrew Cullen, whose guests have included Tom Segura, Hannah Berner, Heather McMahon, Nate Bergazzi, and many more. Friday through Sunday, December 16th through the 18th, it's Shuler King, South Carolina native stand-up comedian and funeral director. King knew he was destined to be an entertainer at an early age. Comedy may be his passion, but he doesn't want to let his chosen profession affect his family's funeral business. So he works there when he's not touring. Thursday and Friday, December 22nd and 23rd, Rodney Perry. Rodney calls Atlanta home when he's not traveling the country to sold-out audiences or hosting his highly popular online radio show, Rodney Perry Live. His career has opened up many doors for him, from his work as a co-host of Who's Got Jokes or BET's Monique Show. Wednesday, December 28th, Michael Palaszczuk. Michael was named the 2018 Stand-Up of the Year by the Late Night Last Week podcast for his set on The Late Late Show with James Corden. And then to close out the year, Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, Adam Caton Holland, a national touring headliner who was named one of 25 comics to watch by Esquire magazine and one of 10 comics to watch by Variety. Along with his cohorts in the Grolux comedy troupe, Adam created, writes for, and stars in True TV's Those Who Can't, in which Adam plays a Spanish teacher. Then coming up at Good Nights in January, Lucas Zelnick and Jamie Wolf, Danelle Rawlings, Leah and Andrew Ruddick, and Michael Blostein. Now, I checked it out, and actually it's pronounced both ways. Most of the time it's Steen, but there was a pronunciation of Blostein. Now you know. Again, special note, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. All right, the lineup at Raleigh Improv, Parkside Main Street in Cary, Thursday through Saturday, December 15th through the 17th, Rob Schneider. Rob is an accomplished actor, comedian, screenwriter, and director, a stand-up comic and veteran of the award-winning NBC sketch comedy series, you guessed it, Saturday Night Live. Thursday and Friday, December 22nd and 23rd, Jordan Fisher. A North Carolina native, Jordan started doing stand-up comedy at the age of 17 to avoid working for his family's funeral home. Since then, he has found success in clubs and colleges across the country. Then closing out the year, Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, it is Dusty Slay. You can take the boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the boy. Dusty's observational comedy and eternally optimistic outlook is peppered with ironies. Growing up poor, a love for both hardcore country and classic rock. A career history peppered with jobs like waiting tables and selling pesticides. Coming up in January, T.J. Miller, Gary Owen, Carlos Mencia, and Adele Givens. Again, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted, and none were. Chinese Lantern Festival continues at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater through January 8th. The hours each evening are 6 to 10. The festival features more than 40 distinct displays, including a spectacular 18,000-pound Chinese dragon that's longer than three school buses. In addition to the lantern displays, there are nightly performances at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30 on the main stage. If you like to ice skate or you just want to give it a try, Red Hat Amphitheater is playing host to The Rink, presented by UNC Health. The Rink features more than just ice. There are cozy stations with lounging furniture, fire pits to warm your hands up, a big Christmas tree, an area for photo ops, and a snack bar, and they even have some themed nights. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater. Closing out the year now through December 18th, Cinderella. The holiday tradition is returning for its 38th year. First performance in the new year is January 27th through February 12th. Blood Wedding, a gripping Spanish tragedy inspired by a true story and first performed in 1933. Two families in rural Spain are intricately bound in an unbreakable cycle of murder and revenge. Violence erupts over plans for a wedding between lovers from the two families and an ex-lover who kidnaps the bride from the wedding celebration. Then in March, it's Fancy Nancy, the musical. In May, My Wonderful Birthday Suit. And in June, Hands on a Hard Body. Okay, the clubs in downtown Raleigh will start off with a lineup at Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. And the first show is noted, December 15th. That's a Thursday, before it's too late. That's at 8 o'clock. Friday, December 16th, Tubab Crew with Jill Paxton. Saturday, December 17th, Randy of Trailer Park Boys. Randy's Christmas tour in Raleigh. That starts at 3. Also, Saturday, December 17th, Dead Letter Office with Caligula Blushed. Sunday, December 18th, Estimated Prophet, Grateful Dead Tribute at 7:30. Tuesday, December 20th, Moving Boxes with Blank State and I and the Lad. That starts at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, December 21st, Daniel Anderson and Heroic Dose with the Jonathan Robinson Band and E-Train Manon, and that is at 8 o'clock. Thursday, December 22nd, Boom Unit Brass Band with Control-Alt-Delete starts at 8. Friday, December 23rd, Purple School Bus at 8. Monday, December 26th, Sweet Dream with Boy Named Sue, Max Gowan, and Saffron at 7. Tuesday, December 27th, Oregon Trail with the Moisturizer, Dread Knight, and Deceptor, 8 o'clock. Wednesday, December 28th, Hustle Souls at 8 o'clock. Thursday, December 29th, Gentry Brothers with Spectroscope at 8. Friday, December 30th, TF with Triz and More. And closing out the year, Saturday, December 31st at Poorhouse Music Hall, River Dog with Ray Gunn Superstar and Satellite Dog. Switching to the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, December 14th, Andy Frasco and the UN with Little Stranger. Show starts at 8:30. Also at 8:30, Thursday, December 15th, the Vagabonds with Grady Spencer and The Works. Friday, December 16th, Arrested Development with Sky Blue and Terminator X at 8 o'clock. Saturday, December 17th, Neighbor with Sicard Hollow at 8:30. Sunday, December 18th, WQDR Christmas Show featuring, Scotty McCreery, George Burge, and Kylie Morgan. That show starts at, we'll check it again, 6:30. Thursday, December 22nd, Jump, Little Children with Francis Cone. That's at 8 o'clock. Friday, December 23rd, Smell the Glove at 10:30. Then to close out the year, Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, Big Something with Chris Jacobs Band on Thursday, Into the Fog on Friday, and Red Panda on Saturday. All shows start at 9 o'clock. Again, that's the lineup at Lincoln Theater. The Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, one more show for the year, Saturday, December 31st, Marcus King, the Youngblood Tour. And the next show currently is scheduled for February. The musical festival known as Dreamville returns to Raleigh's Dix Park next year. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. Okay, at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, Thursday, December 15th, it's Nutcracker, the Magical Christmas Ballet at 7. Sunday, January 15th, Mozart and His Contemporaries, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, the forgotten talents that brush shoulders with music's ultimate genius. That's at 3. Thursday, January 19th, Giggly Squad Live. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, 123 Andres, and it's the Activate show, and their Friday show is at 11:20, and Saturday's performance is at 11. And then Saturday, January 21st, J.B. Smoove. January 26th, Noel Miller, Everything Is Messed Up. January 30th, Kenny Wayne's Shepherd Band, Trouble Is. This is the 25th anniversary tour. And then on February 1st, it's February 1. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Wednesday, December 14th, Feliz Navidad. This is from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday, December 15th, the Wait, Wait, Stand Up Tour. Again, May Mandy Concert Hall. December 16th through the 24th, the Nutcracker from the Carolina Ballet, held at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, December 17 and 18, Raleigh Ringers Holiday Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, December 20th, Jim Brickman, A Very Merry Christmas at Fletcher Opera Theater. And starting off the new year in January, Beethoven Lives Upstairs, The Steel Wheels, Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances, George Lopez, Aretha, A Tribute, Shen Yun Performing Arts, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5, Mozart Don Giovanni, and Oak City Revolution Dance Competition, all at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Wednesday through Sunday, December 14th through the 18th, Theater in the Park's A Christmas Carol. Monday, December 19th, A Magical Cirque Christmas. Thursday, December 22nd, North Carolina native Fantasia. Of course, in 2004, she was the season 3 winner of Fox's American Idol. Friday, December 23rd, the hip-hop nutcracker. Tuesday through Sunday, January 3rd through the 8th, Tina, the Tina Turner musical. January 13th, Anthony Hamilton. January 14th, Stephen Scherer and the Share the Love music tour. Then Wednesday, January 18th through Sunday, January 22nd, Come From Away. And let me see, it's Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28, Jim Gaffigan, Dark Pale Tour. And wrapping up January 31st through February 5th, the always enjoyable Cats. Okay, Duke performances. They don't have anything the rest of the year, actually. There's nothing at no dates for Duke performances or at Carolina Performing Arts. Duke performances' next event is Tuesday, January 10th. And at Carolina Performing Arts, the next event is Thursday, January 12th. Taking a break for the holidays. And a lot of the kids, of course, will be going home. All right, the Clayton Center. What have we got there? January 20th, so they don't have anything until then. Comedian and actor Paul Reiser. Carytown Events, December 21st and 22nd, and then again December 28th and 29th, the Motown Sound of Christmas. Town of Cary and Pure Life Theater Company joined together again to produce a wonderful Motown experience. It has a new script with new selections of Motown music that celebrate the holidays and Motown. Performances at 7:30 at the Cary Arts Center. Marvelous Music Family Series. We've got one more date, or two dates, actually, before the end of the year. Friday and Saturday, December 16th and 17th. Cary Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker Suite. And during this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed, narrated version of the holiday classic, The Nutcracker. Okay, then next up, Halle Cultural Arts Center. The classical concert series that has performances on Sundays starting at 3. The next one is January 22nd. Carolina Contemporary Composers presents Winter Winds, featuring the Reedy or Not Chamber Ensemble. And Infinity Ballet, well, those are already performed and gone. And will obviously be coming back next year. All right, at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Thursday, December 15th, it's Charlotte R&B Music Experience. Saturday, January 21st, Barry Manilow hits 2023 tour. Wednesday, February 8th, it's Carrie Underwood, Denims and Rhinestones tour. Friday, February 17th, Impractical Jokers, the Drive, 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 Drive tour. Don't know why they did that, but they did. Sunday, February 26th, it's Winter Jam 2023. No dates currently, except for football going on, at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. And Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, December 17th, Pentatonics, a Christmas spectacular with a special guest, girl named Tom. Wednesday, December 28th, WWE Live Holiday Tour. Saturday and Sunday, January 14 and 15, it's Monster Jam. Friday, January 27th, Frankie Beverly and Mays. Saturday, January 28th, Toby Max Hits Deep Tour. Friday through Sunday, February 3rd through the 5th, Jurassic World Live Tour. Saturday, February 11th, Journey Freedom Tour 2023. Thursday, February 23rd, Blake Shelton, Back to the Honky Tonk Tour. And then Saturday, February 25th, Winter Jam 2023. And in case you didn't, I didn't mention it, and I guess I should have. One entertainer added to the list at PNC this week, October 18th. Country's Shania Twain will be at PNC Arena, and maybe Ticketmaster will do a better job now of getting those tickets out. To mention some of the other things going on in the spring at PNC Arena, Thursday, March 2nd, it's Jeff Dunham in the Still Not Canceled Tour. Friday, March 10th, it is Kem and Ladisi, the Soul to Soul Tour. Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dream in Gold Tour. Friday, March 17th, Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th at PNC, Monster Jam. We've got Nate Bergazzi, Thursday, March 30th, the Be Funny Tour. And Wednesday, May 10th, as we've mentioned before, it is Lizzo and the Special Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.